The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion of the toughest topic we've ever tackled on the radio, and that's the subject of grief. It's not fun to talk about it, but unfortunately, it is something we all face during our lives.
That's true. And one of our responsibilities as parents is to help our kids learn how to deal with loss and grief, whether it's a goldfish or a person. Hopefully, our kids won't have a lot of loss in their lives while they're very young, but it can happen. And depending on how old the child is, they'll process the grief a lot differently than adults do.
If a child is 6 or younger, remember that they see the world in a very literal way. So it's best not to use phrases like went to sleep or went away, because a child that age will take that literally. It's better to say something like this person's body stopped working and they died, which means they can't come back.
For kids who are between 6 and 10 years old, they sometimes think that if they wish or pray hard enough or behave a certain way, then maybe this pet or this person won't die. So make sure a child in that age group doesn't take on any guilt about the death. They need to understand that things like this can happen regardless of what they think or do.
True. Most of all, remember that doctors, counselors, pastors, and grief therapists can help you if you have a child who is experiencing grief. There are some great resources in our area, and we'll put some of the links on our website today if you need those. That address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.